you know, this care isn't just a 2-week procedure that we need to offer. Like, this is offering people hope and a future family that everyone should have a right to.
Today, Batista is celebrating 2 years in remission. A year after finishing her breast cancer treatments, her doctor gave her the green light to start trying for a second baby. The couple now has a 4-year-old daughter and 2 identical twin girls who just turned 8 months old. You can find more information about Dr. Kara Goldman, Shelley Batista, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, are you getting too much protein? When Radio Health Journal returns.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Whether you're just getting into your fitness journey or you've been working out for years, there's one important lesson that you'll hear time and time again. Nutrition is key. Yes, staying active is important and weightlifting is crucial to maintaining strength. But the foundation of a healthy lifestyle is fueling your body properly. Dr. Emily Lance says a common nutrient that people focus on is protein.
Our body uses protein from plants and animals, and most proteins that we eat are made up of amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, and there's 20 different amino acids that our body uses. 9 are essential, meaning our body can't make them.
Lance is an assistant professor in the Department of Nutrition, Metabolism, and Rehabilitation Science at the University of Texas Medical Branch. She says that while protein replenishes those 9 essential amino acids, it has many more benefits. Dietary protein helps build, maintain, and repair muscles. It also aids in bone health and hormone production. However, it can be difficult to calculate how much protein you need. The current recommended dietary allowance is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day.
Now, that is also confusing because, you know, we don't even use kilograms. We weigh ourselves in pounds here in the United States. So to break that down, for the average 150-pound adult, that's about 54 grams of protein a day.
The calculation can also be converted to 0.36 grams per pound of body weight per day. But instead of thinking about our daily intake, Lance believes we'd benefit more by tracking our protein at each meal because our bodies don't store protein like they do other nutrients.
You know, we have fat reserves in our body. We all know that. We have a place in our body where we can store carbohydrates for later in the form of glycogen, but there's no real protein reserve. So if you eat protein at breakfast, that's broken down and the amino acids that comprise those proteins are used by several different tissues in our body, most importantly being skeletal muscle, to turn on machinery to rebuild skeletal muscle, but then they're not available.
So if you work out at night, all of the protein you ate at breakfast is already gone, unable to help repair the muscles you're working. That's why Lance says that including protein into all 3 meals in your day is the best way to optimize skeletal muscle health.
You really want to eat your protein via supplement or snack, you know, protein bar, drumstick, whatever, however you want to get your protein, really needs to be consumed within 30 minutes before or 30 minutes after that exercise bout.
Making sure each of your meals has 25 to 30 grams of protein may seem daunting at first, but Lance says it's not going to turn your meals into a buffet of chicken breasts and eggs. In fact, you may already be hitting the recommended amount without even thinking about it.
For example, if you have a serving of a lean protein like fish or chicken or pork or lean beef, those will all provide between 25 to 28 grams of protein. So if you have a very moderate serving, so about the size of your palm of your hand or a deck of cards of lean animal protein, that's really sufficient to meet your protein needs for a meal.
And while meat tends to have a high amount of protein per serving, people who are vegetarian or vegan still have great plant-based options. You just may have to be creative about your plate. Though both types of protein work for our body, Lance says there is a difference between animal and plant sources.
And what really differentiates plant and animal-based proteins is that animal-based proteins, the profile or the composition of amino acids in animal-based proteins more closely matches what our body needs. And there's also a difference in sort of the food matrix of plant and animal proteins, because we don't just eat a protein, we eat a whole food. So if we eat a steak, that's going to have primarily protein plus maybe some fat and a few micronutrients, versus a plant-based protein like a bean, which is going to have that protein, but there's also some other phytonutrients in the food matrix that can alter how our body's able to absorb the amino acids that are available. And so we actually use a scoring system to rank the bioavailability of proteins from plant and animal sources, as well as the amino acid composition.
The term bioavailability refers to how much of the nutrient our body is able to absorb and use. Each food is ranked using the Digestible Indispensable Amino Acid Score, created by the Food and Agriculture Organization.
In that scoring system, animal-based proteins rank a little bit higher because they're a little bit more digestible and their amino acid composition more closely matches what our body needs. So animal proteins rank a little bit higher, but some plant sources like soy has a pretty good score, as well as pea protein is actually a pretty good source as well.
So now that we've established how much protein you should be eating in a day, and that many of us are already hitting that number, let's talk about supplements. If the average healthy adult is already getting enough protein, who actually needs to be using these products?
There's this growing consensus that for older adults, they might need a little bit more protein to support muscle health as they age. So what happens once we hit around 35 to 40, sort of approaching middle age, is that we start to lose muscle mass. So we really hit our peak muscle mass in really like 20s, 30s, and then we start to lose about 1% per year, or about 10% a decade, especially as you hit 50, 60, and then in your 70s, you really start to decline at 3 to 5% a year. And so what happens is, even though you step on a scale at 50, if you have a number there, that's your body weight. If you step on a decade later and you weigh the same amount, your body composition is starting to shift, where you have a decrease in your muscle mass and an increase in fat mass.
So for adults 65 and older, Lance recommends a daily protein intake of 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight versus the standard 0.8.
If people find it difficult to hit that higher protein amount with just their diet, that might be a time when protein supplementation would be appropriate. And so it's not necessarily a recommendation. It just, for some people, maybe they have trouble finding, you know, because of satiety or dentition issues. And so protein supplementation can be appropriate, but it also is not necessary if they're able to get it through their diet. And physical activity, is especially as we age, is just as important as our diet. So if we're not moving, if we're not doing resistance exercise, it becomes more difficult to maintain our muscle mass and function.
Whether you get all of your protein from your diet or supplement it through powders and shakes, it's still just one of many nutrients that we need to function properly. Since it plays such a large role in muscle development, fitness communities tend to really focus on protein in particular. But Lance says you don't have to go overboard with your protein intake. In fact, the key to a healthy lifestyle and diet is balance. This segment is part of our new series called Kitchen Chemistry, where we do a deep dive into common ingredients many of us eat every day. You can find more information about Kitchen Chemistry, Dr. Emily Lance, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Liberty Mutual presents How to Be the Life of the Party.
Okay, first turn the music off. Then ask for everyone's attention. Now, tell them that you customized your home insurance with Liberty Mutual and saved hundreds. Boom! Now everyone knows you're not just a pretty face. You have some brains inside that face that know how to save hundreds on home insurance. Woo!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Based on recent survey of new customers who switched and saved, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Medical notes this week. Suicides are at an all-time high. According to new data from the CDC, almost 50,000 Americans took their own lives in 2022, a more than 2% increase from the previous year. These deaths rose most in middle-aged and older adults. The data also shows that some groups like Native Americans are disproportionately affected by suicide, with almost 30 deaths per 100,000 people, about double the national average. Should you be worried about a new COVID strain? According to the CDC, more than 20% of COVID cases in the third week of August were caused by the EG5 strain, also known as ERIS. This means that ERIS is now the most common form of COVID currently being detected. However, experts believe that the booster shots being developed and released in September should be effective against the new strain. And finally, should your baby be listening to smooth jazz? A study in cerebral cortex found that exposing infants to non-speech sounds helps develop stronger connections between language processing neurons. Babies that were exposed to these sounds for 6 weeks scored better on language tests at 12 and 18 months of age compared to babies who were not. Scientists say this new method could be integral in supporting early language development for kids who are at risk of developmental disorders. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Shel Lustig.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get in zone,
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text Benz to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text Benz to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word Benz to 323232. Text Benz to 323232.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 62. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows around 52, overcast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 67. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-60s, Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms, Tuesday. Chance for scattered rain showers, Wednesday. Another look at the short range. A high of 62 today. Lows level off around 52 tonight. We should top off around 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 58.
This week on Viewpoints.
You can give it descriptors like be brief, be informal, be professional, be kind.
Don't quite know how to interact with AI? We dive into all things ChatGPT this week. Then,
somebody is worried about me, is seeing me, and is trying to take care of me.
Maui, Morocco, Libya. How to help victims of natural disasters in more ways than one. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Over the last several months, there's been a lot of differing opinions about generative AI. Whether you're for it or not, you have to admit that it's pretty mind-boggling technology. The popular online chatbot, ChatGPT, has the ability to interact back and forth using natural human language. Ask it to explain quantum physics like you're a third grader, or use it to debunk complex math problems. Essentially, it's a wealth of knowledge that can be used to help humans in countless ways, and it's only going to get bigger and better over time. And yes, there are valid concerns about this technology. One pressing problem is the possibility of it spreading inaccurate information. Since these programs can only use the swaths of internet data that they were trained on, there's a risk of it spewing out biased answers or even making up information altogether while leaving users none the wiser.
There is a sense of responsibility on us as users to do fact-checking. I also think it's important for us to study the proper techniques of how to craft the right prompts or the right inputs to prevent and mitigate the possibility of tools like ChatGPT presenting false information. And that's an area called prompt engineering. It's really looking into the science of how do we write prompts and how do we craft the inputs into these tools to get our desired output.
That's Perpetual Bafour, the research director for the Learning Agency Lab, an independent education-focused nonprofit. Bafour is an expert on machine learning, programming, and data science. She believes that generative AI has the power to make life a lot easier for humans.
One is in creation. So creating an email, creating a document, or creating some specific deliverable. Two, I would think about it as a tool for analysis. So if I need to analyze a pre-existing document, I need to analyze a particular piece of information. I need its help in interpreting an idea or a concept. And then in three, the third category, I use it for brainstorming. So I'm not necessarily creating a specific deliverable or product, and I'm not necessarily using it to analyze a pre-existing document or product, but I just need it as a sounding board to bounce ideas off, to put new ideas on the table. So those are sort of the three principles and tips I would give for those interested in using ChatGPT.
In her role as research director at the Learning Agency Lab, she focuses more precisely on how AI and other technologies can help educators and students in the classroom.
If the language model or the machine that's powering this generative AI tool, like a chatbot, has been trained on high quality educational data or high quality research on how students should learn or how teachers should teach, the generative AI tool can then be a positive tool in the classroom because it can help students in assisting them with maybe math homework or with classroom assignments and writing instruction and instructional practice as well. And so there are many different applications we're already seeing in the educational technology landscape of people leveraging generative AI to create new products, new tools in the classroom to assist students and teachers.
While ChatGPT is a general purpose model, Bafour says that it's possible to retrain these models to specific contexts. Essentially, this means that it only pulls from that subset of information, giving answers that are tuned for a specific desired output. To test this, Baffour and her colleagues took the latest version, ChatGPT-4, and customized it so it can specifically provide evidence-based education advice.
So what we did was we used the off-the-shelf version of ChatGPT as our base, but then we exposed it to an external custom knowledge base on research evidence of what actually works in education. And for that, we used the Doing What Works Clearinghouse as our source. At a high level, the Doing What Works Clearinghouse is a library of information of different studies on what actually improves educational outcomes.
This modified ChatGPT was more knowledgeable and accurate because it was exposed to up-to-date, research-backed education data. Baffour emphasizes, however, that a poorly phrased question can still throw off the model.
This is where prompt engineering also comes into play. And so if there's a way in which we can craft our prompts to tell this new chatbot, okay, can you tell me about the best practices for increasing graduation rates in high school? And can you make sure that information you're producing is backed by this new custom knowledge base you're pulling from, the Doing What Works Clearinghouse? If we're able to frame the prompts and guide the chatbot in a way so that it's able to pull out more factual information, it can do so. But if we just enter a simple prompt like, tell me about graduation rates, then it might pull from the general knowledge base, it might pull from the custom knowledge base, and then you're still vulnerable to the risk of the chatbot hallucinating and producing false information.
When interacting with an AI chatbot, Baffour recommends crafting the prompt around a specific persona. She uses this scenario as an example. You're an elementary math teacher who needs some ideas on how to teach arithmetic.
If I wanted to use ChatGPT to generate some of these ideas, I would give it a persona. So in my prompt, I would specifically state, you are an expert elementary school math teacher. Design a lesson plan on addition and subtraction for a third grade classroom. So when you give ChatGPT a persona specific to the task at hand, you're more likely to get higher quality outputs. More details on the context, what you need this output for, as well as giving it certain descriptors in terms of tone, quality, genre. So let's say as a separate example, a really simple one, you wanted to craft an email. You can give it descriptors like be brief, be informal, be professional, be kind. There are many different ways in which you're creating a persona for these tools so that they're able to craft a response and use language to your liking and to your context.
Baffour says that ChatGPT is great at reworking its response as you interact back and forth and get closer to what you're looking for. So, the next time you're hitting your head against a wall to write an email or memo or don't fully understand the topic at hand, try out ChatGPT. You might be surprised what you end up with. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Perpetual Baffour, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, in a world where extreme weather disasters are all too common, how can you help people who've lost everything when Viewpoints returns?
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose.
Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good I wrote a song about it.
I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Makes the perfect environment. Sweet like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other now? Breathe happy for breathe. La, 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 la.
Ever feel like there's a constant stream of disasters unfolding? In August, more than 100 people died in the fast-moving fires in Hawaii. Earlier this month, a massive earthquake hit Morocco, killing almost 3,000. And just days later, deadly flooding led to more than 5,000 dead in Libya. With all of these catastrophes striking one after another, it's easy to feel pessimistic and powerless when it comes to the world around us. Yet, despite how frightening or gloomy the headlines seem to be day after day, for most of us, life goes on. But for the people caught in these tragedies, their nightmare continues long after the dust has settled. Zoom in on New Orleans, for instance, and the toll that Hurricane Katrina took when the storm hit the city in August 2005. Around 1,800 Americans died, and more than 850,000 homes along the Gulf Coast were heavily damaged or destroyed entirely. In the aftermath, thousands of volunteers helped the city's residents recover and rebuild. One person involved was Dr. Vicky Mays, a clinical psychologist with training in community emergency response.
I actually pulled a team together from across the country, and we worked with one of the New Orleans foundations who were helping to put together a response.
Mays is also a distinguished professor of psychology and health policy and management at the University of California, Los Angeles. In the years after Hurricane Katrina, she helped rebuild a framework for mental health services so that trained professionals could treat the influx of new patients dealing with PTSD, depression, and other disorders.
How do you really come into a place that has had major destructions and start to rebuild a sense of community? How do you design rituals that will cause people to come together and have some sense of relief so that part of what you're trying to do is disrupt that pattern of post-traumatic stress disorder?
One part of this effort included training average people on how to perform psychological first aid. So, what are some key markers to keep in mind when interacting with someone who's been through a traumatic event?
Learning how to listen, learning how to help people to feel more safe and secure. It is learning how to connect people. You know, in psychological first aid, what you want to help that individual do is to not feel and be alone.
For the countless victims struggling in the wake of these natural disasters, mental health is too often overlooked. The work by Mays and others like her aims to change that. But what about those who want to help but aren't in a position to provide psychological services? No matter how close or far away you are from those in need, giving back in traditional ways, like donating food or basic household items, still helps to lighten the mental load.
You know, contributing money is fine, but things like sending things. One of the things in a fire that I was helping to respond to is a van came up and it was full of water. And the people said, we drove this here. Now, I don't advise, you know, you have to know when and where to go do this. So it's not always just drive yourself and be independent and showing up. But people who think about what can I do? You'd just be surprised the number of ways in which a little thing is a very comforting thing.
Mae says that sometimes you have to get a little creative. She remembers when the war in Ukraine first began in 2021, and she was looking for a way to help.
They were talking about how cold it was. I actually remembered, I said, you know, I still have a bunch of winter clothes that I really don't wear that much anymore. And so I called the consulate, and I actually delivered winter clothes. Now, those people may never know that it was me personally, but they will know that someone outside of their territory and area cared enough to make sure they got the things that were needed. So sometimes the contributions aren't always the person is going to be able to turn around and thank you, but it is something that you can do. It makes a difference.
Reaching out to community-based groups or locals via social media can also be a great way to find out what people need most. However, Mays urges everyone to do some research before donating.
If you're giving, try and make sure that you know that you're giving to a group that is unbiased, unfettered, and will do everything they can to get things distributed in ways in which it's really needed. Sometimes you can give and then you realize, for example, that that group is going to take 20 to 30% off the top for their working overhead. So I always check and I try and actually support the groups that are already doing something there. And again, internet's great. You can look at Charity Navigator. There are lots of different ways to check it out. But if I'm really being resourceful, I try and think, now, who would know? Is there an organization that I can find? Do I have friends who, if I know something about their background, that, oh, yeah, so-and-so's family was from Morocco, that's who I ask.
With extreme weather events on the rise, you can be sure that there's always someone out there who could use a helping hand. And as some recent events have shown, disasters aren't just getting more frequent and powerful. They're also expanding to areas where they've never happened before. That's why it's so important to be ready for anything, even if you don't consider yourself to be in a danger zone.
Have you done the planning that you need to do? You will feel so much better in the event things happen if you have a plan. Don't second guess yourself. Don't sit and wait and think that somebody can come and rescue you and what have you. But planning really does take away some of the regrets. So if I have one piece of advice is don't ignore warnings. In those events where there are warnings, don't ignore them. Think about the things that you can do to really take care of yourself if it's just you. I mean, if you get cut off and there's no one that's going to come, did you plan in terms of having water?
You can find a full list of all the items to include in an emergency kit by visiting the website ready.gov/kit. That's ready.gov/kit. This is an emergency preparedness website created by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and is regularly updated with new items and protocols. As a clinician, Mays says that these preparations can help ease feelings of anxiety and distress around disaster situations.
You will be empowered with understanding how you can be your own support. And that is a powerful thing because it helps really propel people to be able to go through a disaster much better when they realize counting on themselves and having a plan means they don't worry about, has the city been kind to us and the city doesn't do this or that, or FEMA takes too long to get there. but they have a plan and they have reached out to people.
To find out more about this topic and our guest, Dr. Vicki Mays, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and news about our stories, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
And Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize and save hundreds on your car insurance. But what to buy with those savings? Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Earlier this month, authorities captured an armed Pennsylvania inmate who'd been on the run for almost 2 weeks. Daniello Cavalcante, a convicted murderer, managed to escape from the prison yard at the Chester County Jail by crab walking his way up a wall. From there, he pushed through a razor wire to get access to the building's roof and then climbed through more wire before jumping a fence. This daring escape has led to a lot of questions, one being, why didn't the officer at a nearby guard tower see Cavalcante on the roof or scaling the perimeter? For now, the employee has been on leave and the prison is beefing up security measures once again. But this event signals a larger problem. In recent years, these kinds of escapes have become more common. In fact, this isn't the first time this year an inmate at Chester County Jail has broken out. In May, a prisoner used almost the same exact technique to get onto the roof and over a fence. Some experts connect this rise in jailbreaks to widespread staffing shortages. As of last September, about 21% of correction officer positions remain unfulfilled in federal prisons. That's according to a report by the Justice Department's Inspector General's office. Many state-run prisons are also in the same boat. In North Carolina, around 2,700 correctional officers left between 2020 and 2023. As of March, the state's vacancy rate for officers is 43%, according to the North Carolina Department of Corrections. This sharply reduced staff puts more pressure on the prison guards who are there, leading to low morale, long hours, and a challenging work environment. With so much at stake and so little to offer, it's no surprise that things don't always go according to plan. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The summer movie season is officially over, and the fall film festivals are upon us, which means that movie award season is inching closer and closer. Though huge summer hits like Barbie and Oppenheimer are going to stick around in the awards conversation, many audience members might be looking for some of the smaller gems they missed from earlier in the year. Lucky for them, several of those movies are already available to watch at home. One of my favorites of the year, Past Lives, is a romance film from A24 following the story of Nora, a Korean-born immigrant to Canada and later the United States, who maintains a long-distance friendship with a boy she grew up with in Korea. As Nora grows and evolves, her love life changes with her, and the audience checks in with her at three pivotal moments in her life over 24 years. It's a beautiful and tender movie about love, loss, growing up, and the immigrant experience from director Celine Song, and it's now available on VOD. Another smaller favorite from this year is How to Blow Up a Pipeline, a propulsive heist thriller about a group of young environmental activists who hatch a plot to blow up an oil pipeline. The movie explores the line between activism and terrorism, the reality of climate change and its impact on younger generations, and the moral quandary of eco-terrorism versus inaction. Plainly, it's a bit of a controversial movie, but it's also a gripping heist thriller with a stellar young cast of actors and a forceful piece of work from Daniel Goldhaber, an up-and-coming director with a lot to say. How to Blow Up a Pipeline is now streaming on Hulu. Finally, the latest feature film from Wes Anderson, titled Asteroid City, is another whimsical dramedy from the 7-time Oscar nominee. The film follows the story of a 1950s town where a world-changing asteroid has crash-landed, and it deals heavily with the themes of love, loss, and grief. With an absolutely stacked cast that includes Tom Hanks, Jason Schwartzman, Scarlett Johansson, Edward Norton, Bryan Cranston, and countless others, Asteroid City is a comfortable exploration of American values past and present, and it's now streaming on Peacock. I'm Evan Rook.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Menards has what you need to finish your home improvement project. Choose from a large variety of fasteners. Whether you need standard nails for general construction or specialty nails for specific applications, you'll find them here. Manufactured in the USA using the highest quality steel. Newfast 3-inch collated framing nails come in a package of 2,000 and are now $47.99 after 11% rebate. Good through August 13th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. And by Ducks Unlimited, proud sponsor of Outdoors Radio and of duck hunters everywhere. Ducks.org. We're also brought to you by the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water. CastleRock-Peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll check in with Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh for the final Lake Michigan fishing report of the season, and we'll learn about the difference between night vision optics and thermal imaging optics. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And we've been saying that Mike Hupie would pay a $25,000 reward for the first anonymous tip that led to a conviction in an unsolved homicide case. Well, he has paid that reward. So if we can get more information on that, it may be information that we can't share, but if we can, we'll let you know. And that's what Mike Hupie does. He is a very responsible citizen, and he supports the community, and he is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stopper. So, Mike, congratulations, and thanks for that contribution to our community, the greater Wisconsin community, and thank you again for sponsoring our show. Well, you may hear a little gravel in my voice. I'm at the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference. It's in Bemidji, Minnesota, wrapping up this week, and I'm heading east again. And joining us from Wisconsin Rapids, finally home for at least a few days, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, you I suppose you had some catching up to do when you got home.
Always catching up to do. I feel like that's the name of the game each season at this point. But yeah, we finished up the Masters Walleye Circuit event on Cass Lake last weekend, and it was a really fun event. The 40-pound mark was cracked for the first time on Cass Lake at a tournament, specifically at a Masters Walleye Circuit tournament. Closest we had been before was just over 37 pounds, so it was beat by 3 pounds, which is, again, pretty incredible, Dan. When you think of Minnesota's regulations, we're talking about a regulation that only allows the anglers to bring 2 fish over 20 inches. Mm-hmm. To the scale. So your over 20-inch fish have got to be quite sizable, and your under 20-inch, your 15 to 20-inch, need to be pretty healthy as well, and Cass Lake has got that all. And it was really neat to see Joe Bricco and Dylan Mackey, who have fished with us when we go to Cass Lake pretty much every year for quite a number of years now. They got a chance to hoist the big trophies, and they took home like $26,000 in cash and prizes.
Not bad. Not bad. Well, are you done for the season? Or no, you've got one more, right?
I got one more. We got the World Walleye Championship in Pierce, South Dakota on Lake Sharp. So that'll come up first week of October. I'll be out there. And in between now and then, Robert, my son, and I are going on our camping trip to Mercer. So we'll be taking off next week, and we're gonna have a good time up on the islands. We've got ourselves prepared to do some of course some fall fishing, and probably a little bit of small game hunting as well.
All right, any bow hunting in there before you go to South Dakota?
You know, I didn't talk to you off the air about this, but I've got a really nice 12 point buck that shows up at my place, and earlier this week, I got one of my spy point cameras went off, and it was at 7:20 p.m.
Ooh.
7:20 is close of shooting time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's perhaps he was, you know, stepped onto the property, you know, before that exact minute, I suppose. But the problem I have now, if I even go to start chasing him there, is that if it's an east wind, I won't have a chance. And we've got an east wind scheduled, forecasted for at least the next week. So I don't think I'll be chasing him anytime soon, but it's fun to see him on camera. He's a beautiful specimen. I'd love to be able to harvest him. But, you know, we get into October. Who knows what happens? And maybe I just have to wait for him to get a little silly about himself in November.
And they do that.
They do.
They do that for sure. Yeah. Well, he'd look good on Robert's wall, but I don't know if the kid needs any more of an ego boost.
I know.
Than he's already had this year. Well, great. Well, we are recording this early in the week, this time on a Thursday, I believe it is. And this Saturday, September 23rd, when most people will hear this show, it's National Hunting and Fishing Day. So look for events near you this weekend if you're going to be out and about, not hunting or fishing, but looking for something to do. There are events for kids and families and, you know, everybody. We'll talk about a couple of them later in the show. Well, I was at Lake of the Woods a couple weeks ago, as you know, on this Odyssey marathon trip that started, gosh, I don't know, I've lost track of the time, Jeff, but I went up to Lake of the Woods with my son and a group of friends that we promoted this event, of course, on the radio. We had a great time. And then from there, I came down to Bemidji. But we had great company. Gina Thorson of Stormy Cromer brought some of those new waxed cotton trail caps for all of us. And we wore them in our group picture at the end of the trip, which was fun to do. We caught a lot of walleyes, many of them too big to keep. And that's, you know, there's a slot size in Ontario as well. But the lodge has a cutoff at 18 inches, not 20, which I believe is the provincial cutoff. So we caught a bunch of them and ate some for shore lunch. Two of the boats one day got into big crappies, and Gina was part of that group. She and her husband, Dave, they boated 36, what I would call slab jumbo crappies. They were amazing fish, and we all got to take some of those home. John and I caught some nice smallmouths with our guide, Steve Sopachuk, and I caught a 46-inch muskie and a walleye jig. I may have mentioned that last week. Had that fish on for about 20 minutes, and the hook was almost bent straight when we got it in the net. And earlier that day, I caught a 41-inch northern trolling a Berkeley flicker shad after walleyes. And Steve said, you know, all the walleyes that I catch, he's not a muskie angler, came on walleye baits. You know, that's what they do up there. And we had campfire almost every night. Northern lights were out, so it was a great trip. And I'm planning on going back next year. And I know some of the folks who were with us want to do it again. Ballard's Black Island is where we were, and you go to blackisland.com to learn about that trip. And as I mentioned, now I'm in Bemidji, heading back to Wisconsin this soon as you and I are done talking, in time for the Dave Cook Memorial Sporting Clays Shooting for Scholarships event at Mayville Gun Club. That's always on the last Friday of September. But the conference was great here, good seminars, and good fishing. Have you ever got into big rock bass, Jeff?
Not big, mini, but not big.
Well, we caught more. I was with Kenny Kieser and Ken Perrott and our guide Dick Beersley, and we caught 50 rock bass. I'd say the average size was 11 inches. We threw back everything under 10, and Ken won the biggest panfish award and the biggest, longest stringer with 36 plus inches of rock bass. I caught most of mine on an Al's goldfish, the original goldfish. We were tipping jigs with minnows, but I was just jigging that naked goldfish, and man, they were just hammering it. So
that's awesome.
And this was during the first annual Aglow fishing contest, and I was like third place in panfish, but I won a wild card package, including a nice St. Croix rod, a Mojo Bass frog rod that I'm going to try out on. Maybe pike, and maybe I'd make a good light muskie rod. So I'm looking forward to using that one again.
Cool.
Yeah, well, coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh is going to wrap up his reports for the season, the Lake Michigan Fishing Report, off Sheboygan, of course. And Steve Leminoff, he's the marketing director for Armasight. He's going to explain the difference between thermal imaging and night vision optics. Very interesting conversation. All that and more, straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Peden Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-pedenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pedenwell Lakes Association.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive,